What's going on, y'all? This your boy Ed.
This is Joe.
Coming to you from the back porch tonight.
That's it, man, with that backyard slapper.
That's it, dude. I think we're just going to ramble tonight.
Yeah, man, might as well.
We might as well, dude. Just get on into it.
That's what we do best, I guess.
So what do you think about that basketball?
Oh, like Keurig Cole.
Yeah, you already know about it.
Yeah, that shit's fire.
Dude, it's on point, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's so descriptive, man.
It's complete,
Dude, it's very in tune with the game. Like, the stuff they do in that cartoon, man, I could see them doing in real life.
Yeah, no problem.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's not far-fetched.
It's not, man. It's not one of them animes where, like, oh, my God, this guy's got psychic powers.
Completely
freaking,
just flying.
You know? Like, yeah.
Fine.
You know, it's realistic.
Well, because the dude that has that unlimited range, man, not saying Steph Curry has unlimited range, but who's to say that, you know?
Steph Curry didn't watch that anime and was like, I'm going to do that.
Maybe. That's a possibility, dude. Or
dude with eagle
vision, man. Like Kyrie, like who says Kyrie can't see the floor like that? They're just so in tune with American basketball.
Yeah.
Show it's
to be a Japanese sport.
And even was able to reflect some personalities of real players, I feel like.
Yeah, some of them. Some of them, dude.
I do.
Yeah, dude, that's definitely, like, it's definitely a good, very descriptive, in tune anime.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's deep.
It is. It
captures not only your average anime fan, but it captures, you know, your run-of-the-mill sports fan as well, like myself.
Yeah, true that, dude.
You know, I like and enjoy both worlds, but, you know, the fact that there's a sport being played makes it a lot more.
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting for me, anyway.
Yeah, definitely, like, especially it being basketball, you know, we both like to play basketball.
Yeah.
Have played it all our lives, pretty much.
I love to watch basketball, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
if I'm going to watch a sport, that's probably what I'd want to watch.
Yeah.
It's basketball. I don't like watching football. I mean, football's okay, but I don't, you know, I don't know the positions like I do basketball.
Yeah. Well, I love football, though.
I like watching baseball.
Yeah.
I like watching baseball.
I can watch one game a year, dude.
Right.
Now, I can go to a baseball game all day.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, that's a whole nother experience, though.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. So you go get that ballpark Frank.
Yeah.
Like,
that Cracker Jack box.
Yeah, you already know it, though.
Yeah. You got your Braves on, you throwing your hatchets.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Na 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 na. It's coming, man.
Yeah, man. You know, the Braves are taking. I remember going and seeing Chipper Jones play.
Dude,
that guy.
Yeah, dude.
Probably the greatest baseball player of our generation, I feel like.
He was definitely a good one.
I mean, don't get me wrong, we had Derek Jeter and
Barry Bonds.
Yeah, but they're cheaters, bro.
Alright. What was that? Rodriguez, Alex?
Alex, he's a cheater, bro.
Is he, though?
Yeah,
he's one with cork bats.
Yeah, I mean, he's a cheater, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap, dude.
Even Barry Bonds and
he was pumping roids, wasn't he?
All of them were, dude.
Fine. So,
the 90s in baseball was just fucking roids.
Testosterone.
Excuse my language, I'm sorry.
Alright.
It's so hard the way to explain that freaking just era of nothing but needles and buttocks, that's all it was, you know. And don't get me wrong, it was fun to watch. I remember growing up, man, wanting to be Mark McGwire. Tried to imitate how he, like, left the bat in one hand and, like, swung it behind him.
Yeah, dude, that was,
like, I'm gonna knock me one out the park, baby.
Dude, that was a good era, man, like, for real.
So
the Braves, man, they were very strong, man.
Yeah, well, they was at the fight, they won the World Series one time, I think. And you know who helped him along the way? Deion Double Play Sanders, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He was the only guy to ever win a Super Bowl and a World Series.
Dude, he had in two different sports.
Or played. I don't think he won one. He might have played.
Right. Well, still, I mean, be able to play in the finals in two different sports, that's
the
pretty athletic.
Dude. The winner take it all.
Mm-hmm.
Bragging rights for a year.
Right.
Like, I just think it's crazy how that's wiped away when you're like, the team's enshrined forever, right?
Yeah, but the individuals don't.
Yeah, you could go to a different team the next year.
Yeah. All right. That is wild, though, but ain't that part of the job, though, wouldn't you think? Like,
What I'm saying is like, they win the championship, right? And then the rankings come out the next year. Like, well, you automatically put them first, but it's not like that. Well, they lost defensive tackle Dwight Clown the Frown Freeney. You know what I'm saying? So,
they're already in third now. Yeah, they lost the best tackle or whatever you just said.
They automatically
So how does that work then? Like, how do you get number one? You draft all the best people? And
you got to think, if you win the Super Bowl, man, you pick last. The worst team gets the best pick.
Right.
And then in basketball, it's a lottery. You draft. It's a draft lottery.
So how does the lottery work? The best players?
Players? The top five is your lottery picks. But the way the lottery works is they get all the team's owners or their face that they want to bring to the lottery. And it's just like playing the lottery in Georgia or Tennessee or wherever.
You pick a number 15. 1 through what, to 15?
I thought it was 10.
They
don't pick a number, right? So you got 1 through 25, right? And then they'll be like, the Minnesota Bumblefs are coming up to, it's their turn. They'll draw a number, dude, and it'll say, bam, and they line up best. But it's like the worst three teams or four teams have the best odds of getting the first pick. So they'll be the last ones to get drawn, and it'll be between them three who wins the first pick.
Okay.
And everybody else falls out.
So everybody else falls out with that first number they got or whatever, and the worst three get another draw.
Right.
Got you.
Draft lottery.
Okay. So
it's a little different, man.
Yeah, that sounds a little different. Because the NFL is like scouts, right?
Well, they scout college players. Of course, they watch games, but if you got the worst.
But they don't have like a lottery during the draft, do they?
No, bro. It's if you got the worst record, the worst team in the league is the first pick.
Okay.
And then the second worst.
And they go off last year's schedule, right?
So if you were 0-16. You'd get the best pick.
But
the 1-15 team would get second. 1-13. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 2-4 would get. Or 14-2. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My number's right.
And then if you have three teams with the same record, I would assume it was the
team paper, rock,
the
scissors.
Worst stats. I'd say the worst stats. Yeah. Let's flip a coin, dude.
Yeah, dude. Like, he's got the worst stats, but dude, we're flipping over this, man.
They televised that paper rock scissors match.
It's got to be done in front of the officials.
Yeah, we have Cleveland, Tampa Bay, and Houston
all going for that paper rock scissors.
And they all send special guests to their pig. Yeah. And they're over there coaching them up. I want you to go paper rock. Scissor, rock, paper.
We got official paper, rock, scissor people.
Master of fucking paper, rock, scissors shows up.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, I got you.
I'm reffing.
How would you ref that,
You better go on shoot. Not on three, dog. You better go on shoot.
One, two, yeah.
You could jump early. You're disqualified. Yeah. Like,
yep,
you better
lost.
Get out of here. You done lost.
Third pick
in the back. Get out of here.
Like trying to cheat. Like wait till they already throw it. Try to be a little bit sly.
Yeah.
That's it. Houston, second pick.
Yeah.
His qualifications are
cheated.
Yeah. Like, Tampa Bay at first.
Yeah. Like.
That would be crazy.
Dude, that'd be wild.
That'd almost be as crazy as LeBron fucking taping the decision like he did. Yeah, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. What? You mean tell me I sat here for an hour for you to say you're going to go hang out with Dwayne Wade on the beach?
Like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you didn't?
Uh-uh.
So LeBron James, man, his first time he's ever in free agency, comes out. He's like, oh, I'm going to do an ESPN special called The Decision. Like, whoever said that was a good idea, I hope LeBron fucking fired him, dude. Because then they come out, ESPN puts this big old show on, man. And it was like between New York, Miami, Cleveland. He's going to stay at home. He's from Cleveland, Akron, Ohio. Been there, drafted first by him. Been there forever, right? I think it was 6 years, something like that. And he was like, this whole hour, man, he just leads up to one thing. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. And it was over. And the dude was like, did you know that you were going to go to South Beach? You woke up this morning. LeBron was like, yeah.
Doggone, what the heck?
He didn't even give no suspense. He was like, yeah, I did. There's no doubt.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to team up with Dwayne.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, yeah, you see what I'm saying? So you televise that for an hour to break your hometown's heart.
Oh,
and then he come back, he redeemed himself, won a championship for Cleveland, pulled him out of the longest drought in any sport team histories.
Oh, really?
Heck yeah, dude. Cleveland's a
doo-doo team. That doo-doo, huh?
Well, I think they just, the ownership and the people that
management
own the sports teams just are trash.
Just management in general? Yeah,
just garbage.
Yeah.
They're getting it together, though. They got Baker Mayfield. They got OBJ. Uh-huh. Jarvis Landry out there at the Browns now. The Cavaliers, though, they're trash.
Yeah.
The Indians went to the World Series a few years ago. So, pretty cool.
Yeah, that ain't too bad.
You know?
Right.
But, yeah, you know, imagine that. ESPN's like, all right, rock, paper, scissors for the first pick.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You just put that up there with nope. You know, they put that up there with the LeBron decision. They're like, yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, dude. So I wonder how they do. Like, it gets you right to go by worst stats.
Yeah. So if you all, like, three teams have the same record, they're like, okay, you're all 10 and 3.
10 and 5. Or, yeah, 10 and 5, whatever.
10 and 6, my bad. 16 game schedule. 10 and 6. So you're 10 and 6, but you're three teams. All right, well, crap. Who are we going to give it to? Well,
so probably like who's got the least yards,
yeah,
I would think.
Total
like stuff
yards.
Like that.
Or like their quarter, like what their percentage is on offense.
You think injuries play into that?
What?
Like say you've got three teams, 10 and 6, but one of their quarterbacks is injured.
No, I don't think that.
You don't think that matters?
No. I don't think that would go against your total.
It'd be like pity, huh?
Yeah, because then it would be like, well, if their quarterback wasn't hurt, would it have been that bad?
Yeah.
So they're going
to give them
the benefit of the doubt because that quarterback could be coming back.
Right. True that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they couldn't base it on an injury base. It'd have to be like, well, we're all three 10 and 6, but this team had 2,000 or averaged 242 a game. This team averaged 246. The other team, 247. I guess maybe you go like that.
Yeah.
Or
like total yards.
Yeah, and they probably add in like what percentage of deep balls were, you know, successfully thrown against them. Now, those analytics in sports.
Excuse me, I was about to say, do you think like successful passes thrown, like, you know, successful yards rushed
against
matters?
And four, yeah, I do. Like, that's if we're talking down to, like we said, those three, same schedule, and then, you know, yeah.
Yeah, you think that stuff
their
matters.
Succession rate would matter.
Okay.
Defense, offense, it would have to, I would believe, come into play. So we make sure we get the right team, the right pick.
Right. Yeah, because I'm sure all that stuff matters.
You know
but, yeah, what if they do that stuff on purpose?
Yeah, exactly. Like, see, so then you know, then it
just
gets sketchy.
Just get that stacked pick.
Then it gets sketchy, dude.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's something you'd have to think about. Like, for real, I mean, I don't know.
You don't know at all.
I mean, I don't really know it. Anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't really know if anybody's really tanking or they're just that bad.
Yeah.
Really.
Like,
you don't.
I mean, really, yeah. Because, I mean, there's stuff you can try and there's stuff you just don't want
to
try.
I'd like to hope that people don't do that. I know they do. You know,
I'm sure they do in certain sports. Like, you know what I mean?
No, they do.
They do.
That's just how it is. People cheat, dude.
Hey, man.
Bill Belichick, dude, is the biggest cheater in the world, dog.
Like, man, if money's involved,
I guess so. Yeah. When you're dropping $6 million to throw a football a year, dude, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Money's a big factor in sports, but that's fine, man. It's for entertainment. I don't see nothing wrong with them getting paid these hundreds of millions when Johnny Depp gets paid quadruples of hundreds of millions.
Yeah, true that.
To act like he has scissors for hands, you know?
Yeah.
Or act like he's a pirate.
Right, yeah.
At least these guys are, you know, they're themselves, so.
Yeah, they're out there getting beat up at least.
Yeah, they are putting their risk in everything. Because one wrong play, man, you dig off in the ground too hard and tear your ligaments, you're done.
Yeah, you're done, man.
Or you'll never be the same, man. Yeah. And what if what if you're still on a rookie contract, right? That's lowest minimum. That's league minimum. Lowest amount of money possibly they can pay you for three. I think it's 3 years of rookie deals are. So, say you tear your meniscus, whatever, I don't know, you know, on your knee.
Yeah.
You tear it. You're never the same again. You never get that big money contract. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't be like Patty Mahomes, man, getting 10 years. 500 mil, boy.
That gum, dude.
500.
Could you imagine getting paid that much?
Over 10 years, dude.
Dude, that's almost like 50 mil a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that is 50 mil a year, actually.
Yeah, dude. And then I think so
50 mil a year, dude.
At least 150 of it's guaranteed money, dude. No matter what.
Right. Oh, my Lord.
Guaranteed, dude. He goes out tomorrow, dude, and he tears his arm off, gets bit by a shark. $150 million.
Dude.
Still coming, dude.
Crazy,
guaranteed. That's what it's all about. See, when you just sign a contract, dude. Say you signed a 4-year, $48 million contract. That's however much.
$12 million
a year, right? So, but you only signed for $8 million guaranteed, right?
Right.
So $40 million of that's in the wind. They could trade you, cut you, and you don't get that. You just get that $8 million.
Shit. Yeah,
nothing wrong with $8 million, but you know those dudes, you know, they're really out there doing it. See, if we was making it and having to do it, play football like that, we'd be having to make real decisions with it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
yeah, because we'd have to be like, well, is that $8 million going to last me if I do tear my legs off,
right, or arms, or whatever?
Yeah,
break
grizzly
your shoulder
bear.
Bone.
Yeah, yeah, I'm in practice and a grizzly bear just took my toe off.
Yeah, now I can't stand right.
Because I wanted to eat a honey peanut butter sandwich on the field.
Yeah.
Pooh Bear come out and rip my fingers off. You know what I'm saying? You broke. Because you're going to be, because you think about all the people, man. You told all these people.
What you think about, honestly, dude, $8 million, if you go broke with that, man, you're spending too much money.
Well, that's what I was about to say. So you got to think all these dudes out here, man, they take care of their mamas, their sisters, their brothers, man. They're pulling them out the ghetto, dude.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that, but I mean,
you
still live within your means.
Yeah, but
you know,
really, man, think about it. Me and you, you're 20 years old, man. You come out, bam, $20 million. How fast do you think you would have blown through it?
At 20?
Yeah.
Probably pretty fast.
Exactly.
But I'd still have money left over.
I mean, yeah, but, you know,
I'd at least have $5 million.
You know, but they don't think like that. They're like, I get a chain. You got to get a car.
House. Screw a chain. I wouldn't have never bought no chain. I'd have bought a car. I'd have bought a house.
Bro.
I'd have bought four wheelers.
You get paid $40 million,
nah,
bro.
I'm not buying no chain, dog.
You're going to buy one gold chain.
I'm not.
Or you're going to buy a nice watch.
I might buy a watch.
You're gonna
but I'm not
going to
go. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you would.
No, I'm not, though.
If you had that kind of money, dude,
no,
you would see a $10,000 watch and be like, why can't I?
No. I might spend $1,000 because I have seen a watch that's $1,000. It's pretty awesome, dude. Like, it's like, looks like the planets, like the whole solar system. And it's a watch.
That would be cool.
Like, it's sick, dude.
Yeah,
it's about $1,000.
That would be badass.
So, like, I might buy that if I was a, you know, multimillionaire, but.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, I'm not going to go buy no Rolex gold-plated $10. No, I'm not,
I might
dude.
Buy one.
I'm
I ain't
not,
gonna lie, dude.
Dude.
I buy one.
I'm not, man. Like, I'm not going
to. If I had that kind of money, man. But you don't know, man. Our mind frames would probably be different if we were, you know.
Balling like that. You're right.
Yeah.
But,
you know what I'm saying? And we come up our whole life.
I don't think
dude,
so,
thinking.
Though, dude, because we've been where
yeah.
we're at now.
Yeah.
You know, Jamaican it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
you know,
when you're a star athlete like these guys are from their hometowns, man, they're not just making it.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything's handed to them. Money don't mean.
Well, yeah, most of them people, you know, not most of them.
Because people give them things,
like,
want a piece
of
the pie back.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest about it.
Yeah, true that.
Patrick Mahomes, I guarantee you, ate for free in his hometown. Probably still does.
Yeah, probably.
He's never paid for a meal.
Being an NFL legend like that, or
unless he went to McDonald's. If he went to a locally owned,
like, yeah, something local,
yeah.
Like our Kelly's Kitchen shout
yeah,
out.
Yeah, dude,
like,
shout out.
You know,
yeah, they'd be like, no, Patrick.
Yeah.
Your money's no good here.
Or he'd drop $100. He'd probably just leave $100.
But he's a good dude. I mean, I don't know him personally, but.
Yeah.
You know, you can just tell.
Yeah.
You know, he reminds me a lot of Brett Favre. And I love that dude, man. I love
Yeah, he's
Favre,
pretty cool, dude. He seems like he's pretty down
there. He's pretty laid back. He can throw the football, dude.
Yeah, he can throw it. He can drill them, excuse me.
Patrick Mahomes, man, they got a video of him throwing it out of an arena, dude.
Really?
Out of Arrowhead.
Daggum, dude.
Yeah,
that's a good arm, man. Yeah. Like,
threw it clean out the state.
That is wild.
That's a $500 million arm, dude. You know, you can't be doing that no more. Like, look, Patrick, dude, you can't do that. What if you throw your arm out?
Right, dude, that's wild. That's a that's an arm. That's
said
a cannon, dude.
He done an interview on Pardon My Take, shout out Barstool Sports. But he was like, you know, his clause is like he can't jet ski. You know, of course he can't skydive, but he just can't do nothing. He can't play basketball.
Can't do nothing. No wrist, that arm.
He can't do nothing but play football and sit at home.
Wow, dude.
Really? I mean, wow. Of course, they show a video of him out there swimming, celebrating his check.
Dude,
securing
that
bag, dude.
That's crazy.
You know? He took that thing to the bank. Never fumbled it, boy.
Yeah, why would you, though?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, so, that's where it's at. Yeah. Like,
$500 million.
That's crazy,
money,
dude.
So anyway, everybody, want to thank you one time because we're about to take us a little break. We want you to enjoy that Anchor ad.
Yeah, we'll be back shortly. Hey, welcome back. Thanks for listening to that ad.
Much appreciated.
Oh yeah, we're gonna jump right back into it, man.
That's it, man.
All right.
It's going to talk that bull, dude.
Yeah, spit it on
spit
out.
Spit that freaking bull, man.
That mouth syrup.
The Lord's work.
That's it, dude.
You know what I mean, dude? Doing that. Doing Jesus's bit.
Oh, yeah, man. You know? That's it, dude.
Praise him.
Yep.
So, altercation?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to ramble before we get to it? Just keep going. I mean, I figure we could go best adult animation.
That's gonna be hard.
How's that?
Cause man, there's a lot of good ones out there.
I mean, yeah, but you gotta have a favorite, dude.
All right.
You got to.
I mean, yeah, I do.
Which like, one?
I'm probably gonna have to go with all time favorite. Is that what we're doing?
All time.
Probably Futurama.
Futurama, boy. But you're right, there is a lot of good ones out there.
There's a lot of good ones, dude.
Family Guy, South Park, Rick and Morty.
Bob's Burgers.
I don't feel like Rick and Morty has been around long enough to state any claim. As far as the best one out now,
right?
I'd give it to him.
Yeah, that's true.
My opinion, greatest of all time. King of the Hill. All day.
I mean, yeah, I can't disagree with that. But... Damn it, Bobby. And Vidgie Games.
And Vidgie Games.
And my old Vidgie Games, dude.
You remember the one where he goes, they make a video game and it's him? And, and Hank gets addicted to it. It's like Grand Theft Auto. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but the main character is the propane dude. It's Hank. Like some kids at Bobby's school.
Oh my lord, they developed it themselves.
Yeah,
it's like
GT propane, dude.
GTP, son. GTP.
Yeah. Grand Theft propane.
Dang, man.
And Hank's like just addicted to it. He goes out and buys a expensive controller and he's trying to hide it from Peggy.
Went and spent like $120 for one of them pro controllers.
Got the fancy trick or something.
Got the back pedal, son.
It was just like a demo version of the game.
He starts
getting addicted. And he's like, I need more. And they only developed so much and got shut down the program, dude. It's like, I'll fund it myself is what I felt like. I don't think that's really how it went.
That's
the way it seemed. He's willing to dump his 401k into it.
King of the Hill is a good one. Yeah. We'll give you that.
Well, it gives you this,
realistic
feel. Yeah, it's everyday life. Yeah.
As a propane salesman.
Yeah.
Sell them grills, son.
Yeah. You know, not only he's an assistant manager, Strickland propane, dude, not Thatherton, man. Forget those dudes.
He might as well be the boss, man.
He talks
to the guy.
He keeps Buck Strickland out of jail.
Yeah, dude.
Buck being the strip club, had a triple bypass.
Yeah.
That scar on his chest.
You know, yeah. So, I mean,
And then they had one episode where I think his wife, Buck's wife, killed one of his mistresses or something. They thought she did. She might have killed herself by accident or something. But there was one episode where it was like the African-American guy from Walker, Texas Ranger. He shows up to investigate this murder outside of Sugarfoot's.
What is it? I know exactly who you're talking about. What's his daggum name? Tyrell?
Yeah.
Tyrell from Walker, Texas Ranger. I don't know his
boy.
That's so, ain't it?
And Hank smokes marijuana with that hippie dude. And they're like, what was you doing over there? And Hank's like, well, I don't know.
Boy. Yeah.
Damn it, Bobby. Bobby's like, I wasn't even there. What are you talking about, Dad?
Oh, me, dude, yeah. King of the Hill is very good.
Yeah, it is.
It's very good.
But see, I hadn't watched much of Bob's Burgers, man. It's the animation messes me up, dude.
Bob's Burgers is good, dude.
Didn't you say something about Bob's Burgers a second ago?
Not a second ago. I did earlier.
Right.
But, yeah, Bob's Burgers is a good one, though, for real.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I've heard it's good. My dad likes it a lot.
Yeah, it's the comedy on it's more, it's not as, I don't know. You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
You gotta watch for it.
Wow, I feel it's like good, there's just something about them. I feel like they're a little weird.
All right. Well, they're drawn with Sharpie, probably.
Yeah, stenciled in, dude. With my your kids. I mean,
come on, dude.
Like his daughter draws them.
I mean, South Park's construction paper. Yeah. Right?
And dude, like, what can they? Oh, it's not anymore. It was.
Well, when they first started, it was construction.
It was just something.
Yeah. Put it's together. Like this right here,
dude. It was so raw back then, you know.
Yeah, dude.
When it first came out, dude, it was super raw.
Dude, it was, man. It was 17 and under.
Yeah.
Not supposed to be 17
plus, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus. And it was, man.
It was definitely M.
Respect my authority, boy.
Yeah, Officer Ballbreak.
The Scholastics bus driver was messing around with
the chicken lover. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
They taught Officer Barr Brady how to read.
Yeah.
How did the chief of police get a job and couldn't even read?
It's Officer Barr Brady, dog. Come on, man.
And then Chef, man. Who lets somebody like that work in a cafeteria?
Hello, children.
Around kids. I want to make love to you, mama. Sinking that in while he's stirring up chili, dude. Tell me about it, dog.
Oh, them chocolate salty balls, son.
Yeah, dude, get you some of that, boy. And then they got old balloon head Bob, Mr. Mackey.
Floating through town, dog. The string. It's ties a string, dog.
They just inflated him, dude, and just said, go.
That joint in his head,
I forgot about that, dude. God, dude, that's some funny stuff. Drugs are bad. Yeah. Okay.
He passes that bud around in the classroom. Yeah. And they don't make it back up there, dude.
Dang, Daniel. Dang, what are you doing?
dude, that's the face. All right, children, pass it on up here now.
Yeah, make sure it gets back to the front, okay? You know, Kenny was pinching it.
Who was it? It shows who got it. I think it was
like one of the smaller characters, like Craig or
Clyde
Token
or something that. Yeah, I don't remember, but I do remember one of them kids got it.
It's secret.
He gets fired that episode. Yeah. He gets fired that episode.
Just, yeah, because
he gets fired and he goes on that bad drug trip. Like, yeah. He starts floating through the city.
He unties his tie and his head like gets a little what normal, you know?
Yeah, dude. It was so...
You know, it's hanging there, baby.
I forgot about that episode, too.
Instead of a cat, it's Mr. Mackey.
Yeah, by well, you, speaking Bone of cats, Strength. You remember when they was cheesing?
What? You know? What's cheesing, dude? Is that where you just ate the whip right out the can, dude?
They would get these cats to, like... fart in their face when they get high shit, dude. Like, oh, I gotta show you that episode after we get done with this, dude.
They said it's called Jesus.
Yeah, dude, all the parents get in on it.
No, I don't remember that.
Like, dude, like, Kenny becomes a bad cheese addict.
He's a cheeseaholic.
You know he lives out in the freaking... God, dude, man. He's got like 20 cats. Like, you
know he's dealing cat farts, dude. You remember that episode where they're going to Kenny's house and karma starts singing? So I'm about to get it. Oh my god, but I do remember the episode where it's one of the first ones, the Red Rocket episode.
Yeah, Red Rocket. Look at this, that Red Rocket.
It's like, check this out, guys. And then Stan goes and shows Randy.
Randy's like, what the hell are you doing, Stan?
That show's so fucked up. What are you supposed to do, man? You see your kid doing that.
Fourth grader doing that to your dog, calling him around. I just followed him around everywhere. What's his life?
Those guys of mine are pretty twisted.
Oh, my God, dude, yeah. They're funny, though, man.
Yeah, dude, that's hilarious, man. That's, speaking of South Park, remember that picture I saw you of that circular motorcycle? Yeah. Yeah, you ain't tricking me, Mr. Hat. Yeah. Get out of here, dude. I don't care if it's made at Duke or at freaking Harvard. I ain't falling for it. Ain't happening, Mr. Slave.
Man, dude, that's funny, dude. Forgot about them episodes, honestly.
Yeah, me too, man. We got a little carried away. We did. That's good, though.
I forgot about those.
That's good.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that, y'all. That was funny.
I hope y'all enjoyed that.
That was some genuine stuff right there, dog.
So, yeah, man. I'm almost like King of the Hill, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were we talking about, you know? Yeah, sure. Kick of the Hill, dude.
Oh, man. Man, I might have to change mine to South Park now.
Yeah, got the opinion swayed. I mean, yeah, if you just like complete raw, just
adult raw, yeah. Animation.
Yeah, dude.
South Park's where it's at, dude.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Man. That's the truth, dog. The
cripple fight. Jimmy and Timmy, too.
Jimmy and the Lords of the Underworld, yeah, dude.
Or when they become gang members, man.
Yeah.
The rec center.
Yeah. Or Timmy's doing drugs. Yeah. You know, he's doing steroids at the Special Olympics.
That was Jimmy.
Was it? Yeah, Timmy's trying to stop him.
Yeah.
Timmy. Yeah, dog.
Shut up, Timmy.
You might be swaying my opinion right now, dude. That is a freaking...
That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
Or when... Let's see, what is it? Butters becomes a pimp. Yeah. Sally, yeah. Don't Butters worry, Sally. Don't worry, word, Dad. Man. Sally's just my bottom bitch.
Yeah. Yes, I do know what you're saying. Golly, dude, they do have some great stuff, man.
That's so funny, dude. God. National Pimp Convention.
Yeah, that dude's like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I do know. I think I understand.
He's got a notepad with a tie.
He's only eight.
He's in Vegas, man. It's out in Vegas.
How did he get there?
Took a bus, I think.
California.
From all that money that he'd been learning.
Really good to their homeless.
California. Yeah. So good to the homeless.
Could you imagine if you talk to your mom the way Eric Cartman talks to you?
Oh, dude, I'd get slapped right in the mouth. I'd get
messed up.
Yeah. No way. No way.
And, you know, always.
I'd have enough respect for my mom.
Yeah, me too. But always holding out on that cat on his pot pie.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, kitty. These are my cheesy poos.
Yeah, dude, you might have swayed my opinion. Yeah, well, that's breaking news. I'm gonna go ahead and take it. South Park, dog.
Yeah, dude.
South Park takes the cake, dude. It's classic. That's
like it's on what, like number 21?
20 something like that. 26, yeah. I think.
No, I don't think it's on. That's The Simpsons. It's on 26.
Okay, you might be right.
I think South Park's on 21 or 2.
Yeah. Either way, like dog.
Yeah, dude. That's a good show.
Yeah. Like, to go back to so binge funny. Once.
Yeah. Again. It's so
funny. Like, that's just hilarious, dude. Just the thought of all of it's hilarious, man.
The movie, dude. The movie's good.
Well, yeah. Greatest musical of all time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh, well, outside of
A Crazy Night.
And speaking of this little, we have a special guest, hopefully. Possibly. Tomorrow. Hopefully.
Shout out. That's who he is.
Squirrely Squirrel.
Yep.
You know.
That's it, man.
And he brought this up not too long ago. As a matter of fact, pretty soon, you know, pretty early ago.
Yeah.
Eight Crazy Nights, then South Park. Which one would you choose? If you had to, you're on an island. And you had one you could bring with you. Which one you bring?
Probably South Park.
Okay. I don't know. Eight Crazy Nights is good.
Yeah, but Eight Crazy Nights is a movie.
Yeah. So we're talking about South Park's movie. Oh, or Eight Crazy Nights. Musical-wise. We're on an island, and you get to bring one.
Okay.
Like, they put them in front of you. They're like, you got to choose one of these.
This is our altercation, and we'll make this our altercation.
Well, this whole thing, I believe, should be our altercation.
Sure, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Scuffle, boy.
Eight Crazy Nights or South Park?
Yeah. Like, I'm about to throw you off my boat, but I was going to give you an option to musical you could take with you. And I hand you those. Which one you take? Yeah. On the spot. Which one? Come on.
I think I'm going to go with South Park.
South Park.
Yeah.
Still,
I'll stick to my guns.
You can sing Uncle Effer. All day, every day, and yeah, y'all.
And
or Kyle's mom is.
I'm super. Thanks for asking. You know, what's up, man? Don't worry about it. What's the dying giraffe?
Yeah.
It's over there making noises.
La resistance.
You know, yeah, the mole, son. Yeah. The mole in your life. Right.
Yeah.
He's 9. And
those guys,
nine,
man.
He's 9. He's smoking cigarettes. It's the mole, yeah, dog.
Got that shook tunnel. Tuck underground. What?
Knows how to break into the U.S. Army stuff. Yeah, that's the mole, homie.
And gets ate up by some dogs.
Dying giraffe. God, man.
All for Terrence and Phillip, boy.
That's it, dude.
You know?
Kenny Scares, who is he, Carmen?
Yeah.
To not flip the switch.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, can you come out my ass?
Yeah, dude, go away. Like, you're dead, man.
Yeah, dog. South Park takes the cake, dude.
Yeah, dude. So what are you taking? You taking Eight Crazy Nights or South Park?
I don't take Eight Crazy Nights, man.
Just to switch it up?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Nah, nah, dog.
Eight Crazy Nights is a really good movie. It is.
Whitey, come on, dude.
Yeah, the rail.
Whitey, yeah. You know, what's going on with it?
Yeah, dude. Like, I agree.
She remember the part at the end, like, it's all happily ever ended and looks at back.
He's a frozen poopsicle and the deer's licking.
Yeah. No, like when the deer are standing outside the window at the music hall at the end, and it just fucking starts shit. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, that is a good movie. Man.
Yeah, it is. Dude, I want to watch it now.
Oh, man. That's pretty good, dude.
Yeah. Super good. It is, man. Super good movie.
Both of them are great.
So, yeah. I guess if I'm on a ship and somebody's about to put me on an island, they give me those two, I'm about to punch them and take both.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so that's a hard choice.
Now? Yeah.
But if I had to choose one, I'd probably go South Park.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see South Park not getting old as quick as...
Well, I'd just skip a day between watching it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'd give me more options. Like, you know, okay, you get one musical, one action, one drama, one sci-fi, one thriller, one TV series.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, if I had to pick a TV series, man,
probably have to go Power.
They'd be Supernatural, dude.
Power.
All day.
Over here.
Supernatural all day.
That's a good one too.
That's 15 years, dude. I've been watching it for 15 years, dude.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I'm that invested.
Yeah, that's a long commitment.
And I'll stand by that's the greatest show ever made. You know, that's just my opinion, but I'm saying I'll stand behind that.
That's all that happens in the backyard bullshit.
That's it, dude. Highly opinionated, man.
Yeah, often understated.
That's right, boy. Mm. You know, so yeah. So TV, what about you? What about your favorite drama movie?
Drama movie?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean drama? Like, I love drama.
Suspense. Like, I don't know, man. I don't care about no rom-coms or nothing like that. Like, suspense.
Let's say drama-wise.
Like, I would consider, like, Mission Impossible kind of drama.
So would you consider, like, a Bourne?
Yeah.
Jason Bourne.
Yeah. That would be a perfect example of what I would consider drama.
Yeah, that's like action drama, would you say, though?
But, the story's drama. You know, the action speaks for itself. I don't. That's what I'm saying. The stories, it's a drama.
Right.
You know, if you call it an action movie, like, it's got action in it, but I don't think the story's action-driven. Now.
Right, okay.
Like Fast and the Furious, I think it would be a drama movie.
So. You know? So what? You go ahead because I'm gonna think on that for a second.
Drama. Let's sit here. So, probably go Point Break, dude.
Point Break. I don't think I've ever seen it.
What? I can't say that. I had never seen it till my wife showed it to me a couple years ago.
I might have.
I'd heard about it. Keanu Reeves, Patrick Swayze, Gary Busey.
Oh dang,
dude.
It's good, huh?
Yeah. Some bank robbing surfers, dude. Keanu Reeves is a Montana quarterback, dude. And he's an FBI agent.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah.
I have seen
Point
that.
Break. That's what I'd say. That's what I'd say.
Well, I'd probably have to go with Face Off.
Oh, dude. For the understated win. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a dang good pick, bro. Mm-hmm. Air 5, dude. Mm-hmm. Bow. Like, that's a great pick.
Yeah, Face Off's a good one, dude.
Yeah. Come on, take your face off, dude. When Nicolas Cage does that, I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, dude, that's a good movie, too.
It's super underrated. Let's see here. Suspense, thriller. I won't put those together.
So horror?
Yeah.
Or we go do that, too, extra?
Let's see here. Silence of the Lambs would be a suspenseful thriller for me.
Okay.
Because it's not quite horror. You see what I'm saying?
Final Destination.
Oh, you coming in with that heat, dude. Dang, boy. Come on, dude. I'm the first one, though,
not the second one.
Yeah.
But, you know, the first one before we knew what what was going on.
Right.
Okay. Just putting that out there.
I'm gonna stick with Silence of the Lambs, dude.
All right.
Hello, Clarice.
All right.
Comedy, go.
Comedy?
Yeah.
Probably gonna have to go with Billy Madison.
Ooh, okay, I like that pick too. Can I consider comedy specials in this?
What do you mean specials?
Like stand up specials? Would that be considered a comedy movie?
That's a movie though.
Yeah,
I don't consider movies. It's a stand up.
Yeah, true. You know, okay, so comedy. Let's see here. I'll probably go Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Then
that's a good one.
As far as like, that's my kind of shit.
That's a good one.
Well, I like that.
See that one.
You know. What else we got? A couple more genres before we have to get out of here.
Horror.
Horror. can we go, because well, if we go horror, man, we're going to take an entire collection, right? So we got to take into consideration the good movies and the bad movies, right?
So yeah, like if you do Freddy Krueger, you got to take in the shitty ones.
Oh, God.
Or Michael Myers, you got to take in the you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think.
Roger Eggland, I think that's his name, right? That plays Freddy.
The original one?
Yeah.
I don't know what his name
is. I think it's Roger Eggland or England, whatever. But I want to give shout out because
he's the best one.
Some of the movies were terrible, but he was able to stay original, and he made that character work even when the script didn't make sense.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong, Dream Warriors, it was a fun movie to watch. I think it was seven.
Three.
Dream Warriors was three?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Good fun. It was a fun movie to watch, but it was...
That's my favorite one, too.
Really? I thought the script was shit.
They all get powers. Yeah. Like, hey, I can walk in my dreams, homie.
Yeah, dude.
Stand up.
And that one girl, she's all, like, leathered out.
See, I like the death. Like, to me, the deaths in that one were great.
Oh, when dude, that girl through the TV, yeah.
Well, or that when that dude's walking, he's puppet mastering with his veins.
And over and he's like in the clouds. Okay, yeah. So I'm assuming you're saying Freddy Krueger, right?
No, I'm not. Actually. Oh, okay. But I was just saying that's one of my
top. So you got to take in the whole series. So.
Yeah. Actually, all right, what are you saying?
I'll probably go Friday the 13th.
Man. I'm gonna go The Exorcist.
Ooh, okay, I like that. So are you taking into consideration all of them?
Well,
like,
the one that stands out in my head is the original 80s one. Where
the Exorcist.
The first one. That's the one that stands out in my head.
Okay.
But we've got to take the whole franchise, then I'm still saying.
We don't have to. If we don't have to, I'll change mine. I'm just taking franchise-wise Friday the 13th. Stay consistent the entire time.
Well, I still think The Exorcist is pretty
good. If you're just picking one... Yeah. Right.
Or Insidious. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to go with. If we're just picking one, well, no, I'll just take the whole. I'm going back. Forget Jason Voorhees. Don't want none of these. Because I'm telling you, dog, you're right. Insidious from the first chapter one, even The Nun, all of them are good.
But it looks scary.
They're all good. Even the Annabelle's, like, it's all in the same universe.
We got to give a shout out to it, too, then.
It chapter.
Just in general.
Bill Curry, wasn't that his name? Bill Curry, the dude that played.
Still got to shout him out. That's a great horror film.
Bill Curry scared me.
I don't like clowns. I'm sorry, I don't.
And that's why we're shouting out
bad
man.
People, but most of them, you know, they're just creepy, man. In my opinion,
you don't
know
who it is under that face.
You don't, dude. Well, you don't know what's behind that mouth.
True that. True that. Stranger danger.
Yeah, dude. You got colorful hair. You can get on out of here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, that's personal opinion. I just don't like clowns. They scare me, man.
You heard it here first. But anyway, while I'm here, I would like to tell everybody to say, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, drop a like.
Yeah, check us out.
Comment, send us an email, whatever you'd like to do. Also, shout out to the Anything Show with John Francois.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
North Hartford. Hartford, Connecticut, man. Yeah. John Francois, what a name.
Yeah, dude. He's got his own show. Y'all need to go check it out. Also, check us out on Spotify. Backyard Bull Spitting. That's it,
boys. We're signing off, man.
It's your boys, Joe and Ed. We'll see you later.
Holler at your boys.